The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, USCCB, is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to rule in favor of stronger due process rights for non-citizens who are facing deportation proceedings and against indefinite detention without judicial review. In a legal filing to the Supreme Court, the USCCB and the Catholic Legal Immigration Network, CLINIC, argued that stronger due process protections would help uphold the human dignity of non-citizens and safeguard the common good, based on Catholic teaching. The bishop sent the petition in relation to the ongoing case Genelo v. KZGM, in which a U.S. permanent resident from the Dominican Republic argues that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, violated his Fifth Amendment right to due process. KZGM, whose full name is not public, was detained for 21 months. Although he did appear before a judge, he did not receive a bond hearing to determine whether he could be released on bond. In spite of his permanent residency status, he faced deportation proceedings after he was convicted of felonious assault. He was later pardoned by the state of New York, ending the threat of deportation. Dignity of the human person. In their legal brief, the bishops argued that due process protections are consistent with the law, American tradition, and Catholic teaching, saying executive detention has never been wholly insulated from judicial scrutiny, adding that this accords with Catholic social teaching, which recognizes both the legitimate authority of the state and the dignity of the individual. Indefinite confinement without individualized review by a neutral tribunal is anathema to our constitutional system and the ordered liberty it enshrines, the bishop said. The consequences of abandoning that system are severe and concrete. Prolonged detention can cost people their jobs, homes, health, and the ability to participate meaningfully in their own legal proceedings, they said. It can separate parents from children, destabilize entire families, and inflict harms that cannot be undone by eventual release. Although such detention may at times be necessary to further important state interests, such as ensuring public safety, it must be subject to justification before a neutral tribunal. In the court filing, they cited Pope John XXIII's 1963 encyclical Pacem in Terris, which teaches that the common good is best safeguarded when personal rights and duties are guaranteed. Quoting from the document, they said authorities must ensure that these rights are recognized, respected, coordinated, defended, and promoted, and that each individual is enabled to perform his duties more easily. Because safeguarding the inviolable rights of the human person and facilitating the performance of his duties is the principal duty of every public authority. The bishops also quoted Archbishop Paul Gallagher, the Holy See's Secretary for Relations with States, from his statement during the general debate at the opening of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly's High-Level Week. In his statement, Gallagher said the principles of equality before the law, accountability, the equitable application of the law, the separation of four powers, legal certainty, due process, the prevention of arbitrariness, as well as transparency in both procedural and legal matters must always be observed. Those principles, the bishops continued, are effectuated by procedures that require the government to justify significant deprivations of liberty based on individualized circumstances rather than categorical assumptions. Oral arguments for the case are scheduled for Oct. 13. KZGM is represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and other civil liberties organizations.